thank you. I don't have the document in front of me, so I'll go off the top of my head of what was written. I apologize. I should have it with me. But clearly, the advantage of having a new convention is that it is an independent document. It obviously focuses more the attention of contracting parties or member states on a specific action, and potentially, if it is a convention that is already open to signature also outside the EC region, it would be automatically international, let's say, covering wider areas. Of course, the downside of this is that we are creating a new convention, and therefore we would need to do significant more work in terms of defining opening and closing provisions, in terms of making sure that the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art language is used in framing the agreement, adopting more recent best practices, let's say, in the wording, rather than sticking with essentially what we have, which is, yes, from the 80s, but serves a purpose and works as it is for the moment. Of course, when you create a new convention, it also requires significant more negotiation. It requires more negotiation in the drafting. There would be longer and rightly so more detailed discussions, because it's a wider document that would need to be framed and prepared, and therefore would also potentially create more difficulties in making sure that the various language options are available. The other downside is that we would then, of course, when we have done all this negotiation, potential downside, not necessarily happening, when we've done all this negotiation, we have drafted the changes, we have prepared all the work, done all the work, we then need to open, obviously, the convention for signature, and we know that the processes in terms of getting signatures to a convention in national governments require significantly more amount of time. And we would also essentially not have it enter into force for a longer period of time while these processes take shape. So if I can summarize those points, it is really a question of timing. So it's a question of timing and the work that goes into it. I'm not afraid of work. I'm not shy to do extra work. And I'm sure all the experts also are very keen to do so. But my understanding, and based on discussions we had at previous sessions as well, there was a wide agreement, a general agreement by delegates and by experts, that this is a very interesting and a very good project, which we need to implement as soon as possible. And to extract the benefits as soon as possible, because also we want to be able to encourage passengers to switch from aviation, from road to railways now, not in 10, 15 years' time. In fact, as we have all said in many of our meetings before, we're already probably 15, 20 years too late. But there is also an opportunity to... again, I hate to use this, but to capitalize on the effects of the pandemic to get people to come back more to the railways. And this is a tool to facilitate that. And as such, if delegates, experts can come up with an amended text, this would probably be a faster route to being able to implement these requirements and to apply them going forward, much faster route than the route of creating a new convention, which requires, as I mentioned, significantly more work, significantly more negotiation, and therefore more time for it to be to come into force. I don't have numbers on the average time it would take to create a convention, but I know for, well, the AGC, looking back at documents from the 80s, the AGC required at least 5 to 6 years of negotiation. Some of the more recent ones have taken longer than that. Some shorter as well, so don't get me wrong. But the creation of a new convention is a significant amount of work, and potentially much more difficult to reach the final stages. So I hope that answers it. I said again, apologies for not having the document in front of me. Thank you.
No, thank you.